coral, is that different?
Yeah, that's different. They have one head, and they have what they call a core in them. I have had those. In fact, I had one on the inside of my right in there one time, and I thought I was having a toothache. Mm-hmm. What my mother did, she made a poultice out of salt and corn meal, hot poultice, and I held it on that, and it come to a head on the inside of my mouth.
And you called that place a what?
We called them rices, mm-hmm. but they're actually, the name of them's boils. And when that bursted, there was a hole where that core come out.
What's the stuff that drains out?
Pus. Corruption's what we used to call it, but the real name is pus.
If you had if you wore some shoes that didn't fit quite right, you might get a place on your foot that you call
corns, calluses, and blisters.
If there were a little bit of liquid under the skin,
that'd be a blister. Mm-hmm.
What would you call the liquid in there if the blister popped?
Water. That's what's in blisters. Because I'm acquainted with all of them.
You said when the chiggers bite you that you get red places on your skin.
Well, I used to tell people they just cause cancers on me, but that's not right. But they do cause awful, I call them big bumps.
What causes the bump? If it's infected, the skin does
festers. Mm-hmm. And I never have had, I did too. I remember, I don't know how old I was, but I had one get up here in the edge of my hair, and it made a terrible big sore and left a scar there for years. They didn't know how to grow back in that scar. Mm-hmm. And it's probably infection. I know my mother used to tell us if we had a place on our feet, you don't get out in the dew because you'll get infection in that. Mm-hmm. And it will cause it. Mm-hmm. And we used to have what they call dew cracks come under our toes. Mm-hmm. And that was caused, she said, from getting in muddy water, infected water. And what she done, and it really healed them up. She'd get a wool thread and tie around that toe through that crack. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had one? They're painful. I mean, they're terrible.
Does it make your foot get bigger?
It makes your toe swell. And she'd take a wool string and tie in that, and it'd just be a couple of days. They'd be healed up.
Somebody had gotten hurt really badly, maybe shot or stabbed, what would you call the place?
A wound.
And if it were, when a wound doesn't heal cleanly, how would you describe the way it looks?
Inflamed. If they're red, I'd say that's inflamed. And we used to have to watch, if we had sores, my mother would say, now watch, and if a red streak starts from that, you let me know. Mm-hmm. I know we'd stick nails, and especially if it's rusty, what she did now, old people had a doctor with what they had, but she always made it with us and raised every one of us to be grown except one. Mm-hmm. We'd stick a nail in our foot out in the country, kids was all the time doing that. And she would take us, she had kerosene, lamp oil, she called it. She'd pour lamp oil over it, and then she'd put wool cloth in a bucket and set it on fire and make us hold our foot over that smoked it to turn yellow, mm-hmm. and it never did hardly ever get sore. And there wasn't no such thing as getting tetanus shots. I never had one in my life. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get those.